to the Pinnacle 5 podcast series. I'm Summer Yeiser, host of this series of information and advice on financial topics. The topic for this podcast is the five important aspects of mortgages in the ever-changing and sometimes confusing landscape. We're pleased to have with us Mike Stapp. Mike is a mortgage advisor with Pinnacle's mortgage team. Mike brings us 13 years of experience.
Hi, Summer. Thanks for having me here today. What I plan to talk about are the five important aspects of mortgages. Those are qualifying for a mortgage, the appraisal process, new mortgage regulations, the importance of credit scores, and then the do's and don'ts of shopping for mortgages.
Now, Michael, what information does a person need for the application process?
In today's environment, a borrower needs to come prepared with almost everything that they have for a mortgage loan. There are no more reduced documentation or what's sometimes been referred to in the past as liar loans. Every single file requires tax returns, pay stubs, W-2s, complete bank statements, you name it. Regardless of the loan characteristics, regardless of how much you're borrowing or how much money you make, every single file has got to be fully documented. For example, not only do we need 2 years tax returns, but we also have to go out to the IRS to verify in writing that the tax returns you gave us are accurate and were actually filed. This process used to be done only as a quality control method, but now this is being done on every single file. So the documentation process is much more extensive today.
Wow, that does sound like substantial more information than in the past. Now, Mike, what determines what a house is worth?
Each residential mortgage loan that we do requires a full appraisal. What an appraisal is that's someone's opinion of the value of your house. The way this process works is an appraiser contacts the borrower, goes out to their house, makes sure that the house is structurally sound, does a visual inspection, but the majority of their job is done when they go back and look at recent sales in the area. When they're culling out these houses, they try to find the ones that are most similar to yours with appearance, square footage, acreage, age, etc. They also are really relying on proximity as well. One of the issues, as you well know, is the foreclosure, short sales, etc., distress sales. Those are certainly factoring in, and we are seeing the values come back in a little lower if one of the comparable sales that the appraiser uses is a distress sale. One of the other things that we have faced in the past year and a half is the Home Valuation Code of Conduct. What this mandates that we do is to use a random rotation of appraisers and limits our interaction with the appraisers in order to come to a true, unbiased, uninfluenced value of that property.
Now, Mike, I know in the past I've heard people reference desktop appraisals or drive-by appraisals. Are those ever used anymore?
That's a great question. We are seeing very, very limited appraisals in that area. As a matter of fact, sometimes after we get a full appraisal, the underwriter will come back and ask for a drive-by appraisal or what's called a field review or a desk review, where we go out and get another appraiser's value of that to kind of do a second check on that first appraiser. So, in answer to your question, no, that we're not using those by themselves. We're getting those as a supporting factor.
Okay. Mike, I've read about new federal rules and regulatory changes. What do we need to know about those?
The borrower really doesn't need to know a lot about this. This is more information that impacts us. One of the big regulations is Regulation Z, which is the Truth in Lending Guidelines. And what that does is that requires the lender to honor the rate that they quote. The other one is the RESPA, which is the Real Estate Settlement and Procedures Act. What that does is that controls the cost that the lenders disclose to the borrower. About 98% of the fees that are quoted on a good faith estimate cannot change at closing. They're locked in. The intent of all these guidelines is really to hopefully benefit the consumer in the long run and to make lenders honor what they quote.
Well, Mike, it does sound like those are some good consumer protections. What kind of credit score will I have to qualify?
Credit scores range anywhere from 300 to 850. Now, to put that in perspective, lenders consider excellent credit to be 740 and greater, and while the average score for someone in the United States is 680. We are relying more and more on this as time goes on. And what I encourage people to do is to monitor their credit in some form or fashion, whether it's with an identity theft system or whether you just go to www.annualcreditreport.com and pull your free report once a year. What we find sometimes is that when someone comes to apply for a mortgage, there's something on their credit report that's erroneous or inaccurate, but by that time it's too late. So you need to be proactive when protecting your credit score.
And Mike, what is your advice on how to select a mortgage provider?
In the past, shopping for a mortgage has been viewed as more of a commodity, and most of the emphasis was put on obtaining the lowest rate with no regard to the entity that was offering the rate. Now I encourage people to make sure they're working with a trusted advisor, with an institution that can deliver what they promise in the time frame that you need it.
Mike, I'm going to recap the five key aspects that you've shared with us today. Number one, qualifying for a mortgage requires full documentation. Number two, appraisals require independent appraisal. The market value is established by similar types of homes sold in the same area. Number three, the new regulations involve timing and accuracy of fees, which are intended to protect the consumers. Number four, it's important to monitor our credit scores regularly. And number five, when choosing a provider, it's important to be sure that the advisor is credible and solid, and not only make decisions on cost. So, Michael, what closing advice would you have for our listeners?
Just to sum this up, Summer, as a borrower, if you have these three things, you're not going to have any problems getting a mortgage. You've got to have verifiable and reliable income. If you're buying a house, you've got to have a substantial down payment. If you're refinancing, you've got to have equity in the property. And the third thing is you've got to have a good credit record. All the other regulations that have been put in are there to protect the consumer. And the last thing I would leave you with is make sure that you're working with an advisor that has a high level of expertise and is responsive to your needs.
Mike, this has been very good information for our audience. Thanks to everyone for listening to this Pinnacle 5 podcast. More information on home ownership is available on the Pinnacle website in the Learning Center Library. Go to pnfp.com to let us know if you have additional questions.